Pete, I know I was here a few months ago and you were talking about the dinner. Yeah, we attended, in fact, we organized for him. I mean, in a broad coalition. But what I want to say is, and I think I'm trying not to paraphrase him, but he said that he sees you as a third force, and many of the PKR people are quite actually takut. Their whole idea is that the main enemy is BM. Let's get rid of them, and then we can quarrel later on. It's, you know, I mean, in that kind of coalition. And I remember distinctively, I asked him the question, why are you filling up all your people with ex-MCA, UMNO people, who for some reason or another cannot make a mark in their respective parties, so they jump boat to perhaps get elected and therefore get whatever the contracts. But he was so adamant that, for example, he was praising this MCA guy, I can't remember his name, the guy in Johor, Chua Chi Mei. He said that, oh, he was such a good chap and all that. The question then, if he's so good, why the hell did he cross over if it's not to fulfill his own pocket? Having said that, I think a lot, in fact, you got quite a few admirers, very PKR people. Dia orang tak mau datang sebab because of this, because they see that you are the spoil sport. How do you answer that?
Yes, politicians do not like competition, and they see us as competition. Now, in 99, the opposition did exactly what you said. Contest elections first. After you win, and then we decide later. As you said, we fight after we form the government. They did that in 99. And they captured Kelantan and they captured Terengganu, and as I said, almost half of Kedah. Then, after they formed the Terengganu government, PAS decided to introduce ISD, the Islamic State document. And the ISD was to implement Sharia law or Islamic law in the state of Terengganu. DAP was not happy. DAP, like Karpal Singh said, you will implement Islamic law over my dead body. But PAS went ahead and introduced ISD, and we spoke to PAS and we said, can you please explain what is ISD, Islamic State Document? Because even we as Muslims don't understand what it means. Then PAS replied, actually, we don't really know yet. We are still trying to figure out what it's going to look like. But we announced first that we're going to introduce ISD, we're going to implement Sharia. Then we figure out later the form and the shape of this Islamic law. Now, if we Muslims can't understand what is ISD, what more the non-Muslims? And DAP said, over my dead body, you proceed, we're out. PAS said, well, your choice. And DAP left the coalition. So Barisan Alternative broke up. And of course, it was disastrous because after that one election, Terengganu fell back to Barisan Nasional. And until today, Terengganu is still under Barisan Nasional. PAS managed to hold on to Kelantan. But they got reduced to just a one seat majority. They held the state with just one seat. Now, if something had happened to that one man, or he had been bought off, the state would have gone back to UMNO also. Now, this is the result. We formed the government first, then after we formed the government, we fight the opposition split. Now, you look at the current situation. Fight first. Fight the election first. Form the government.